Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, more than welcome. Who's here, Bill? Okay, let's get Bill in here. Hey Bill.
Hey, guys. Kind of surprised me with everybody talking about moving Altuve in a possible scenario. Why not just move Pena? Plug Bregman back into the position that he actually came out of college in.
Well,
not a bad idea. Put him
at short.
Yeah, but, John, aren't you the one that told me? I don't know if it was you or someone else told me. The Astros immediately were disappointed with the scouting staff because they thought he didn't have the arm to play shortstop, or the range and arm to play shortstop.
Well,
apparently the Astros, like Jerry Hunsicker was not Hunsicker.
Jeff Luhnow.
Jeff Luhnow. They were not happy with him as a shortstop. They immediately thought this guy can't play short after they drafted him. So I think the organization. I remember hearing that. Maybe I wasn't here anymore, so I probably heard it from somebody at the other station who spoke with Luhnow, or I heard it from the Astros directly. I can't remember where, but I know for a fact they did not think he had the goods to be a shortstop. Not full time. Not full time.
Okay, so
that's why they moved him.
So, okay, but watching Pena last year kind of botch it a bit.
Yeah, but he was good the year before.
He was good the year before.
We can't just give up on guys in 1 year. Like, Pena's got a good arm. He's got range. Like,
Bregman's got a good arm, too.
Why would we, he's got a good one. It's a shorter throw, but, I mean, he fields a position great. But Pena's got more range. He's longer legged. He can range better. Like,
yeah.
I don't see them doing that full-time.
It's not an easy move to just go and play.
Unless you're Dubon.
That's true.
He plays everywhere.
Dubon. Yeah, you got Dubon as well. I don't know, and plus, Jeremy is a pretty good, and he's young. He's a good athlete. He could probably play.
He could play
the outfield.
Yeah, no, I have no doubt he could play the outfield. I mean, unless he doesn't track. You know, some guys they can't track the ball well off the bat. It's one thing to hit it on the ground balls or line drives. It's another one. It's deep balls. Some people just can't track it well. So, but I get the feeling that Pena would be fine. He'd probably be the best option out there. I don't disagree with that. At all, he'd probably be the best option. I just don't know that they're going to make themselves weaker up the middle, especially a position that requires the best range plus arm combination on the whole field, the shortstop. I don't know if they'll go with a wee third baseman over to shortstop. Like, if anything, maybe Paredes would play there. He's played some shortstop too. But you'd be awfully wee in the infield if you had the second and short combination of Bregman and Altuve. Not as much range as you want in, up the middle.
Yeah, I'm not worried about being tall.
No. I just mean range.
Right. Range is important.
Short little legs don't range as quick.
Well.
Longer strides help.
Whee! Johnny Manziel doesn't have great range. Stop.
Now, they can make a lot of rapid steps quickly, which is good.
Yeah.
But you want long arms. You want longer legs without being leggy and slow. And Bregman, we don't need to relitigate this. He's a shortstop. Jeremy Pena's a shortstop. The difference is, he's the best option. This is a conundrum. Who do you play in the outfield? I don't know. None of these guys are outfielders.
Yeah.
I don't know who you play. Jeremy Pena would be the best outfield option, but they're not making themselves weaker at shortstop, I don't think, to make themselves stronger in left field when that position is not going to have as much work as shortstop. Shortstop's going to have way more work than left field.
Right. I don't know. There's all kinds. We'll see. Hey, listen, sign Bregman and we'll work it out. That's all.
Yeah, no, I'm kind
of. I wouldn't. Listen, Payne regressed last year at short. He did. He regressed at the plate. He regressed at short. I told you
season. That
there was one rating. I mean, it looked at all the measurements, all of the – and baseball is so stupid with all its measurements, but it had him as one of the bottom quarter players in all of baseball. So, I mean, he did not have himself a good year. Jeremy Pena needs to be better this year. When we're talking about all of these other all this other stuff and right field and what are you going to do in center and left, Jeremy Pena needs to play better. He needs to pick it up this year. There's no question about that. Yep.
Year three. Is it year four?
We haven't talked about the Cougs in a while and about the Rockets in a while. The Rockets now take on the Celtics. And this Rockets team is starting to, they are really, really good against good teams. I got to go back and look. I think they're 12-4, or I got to look at the numbers. But they have got some really sweet numbers against top 10 teams in the league. I got to see. Anyway, they played once again a meltdown in the fourth quarter. They gave up 19 straight against the Cavs when they were here at home against them, 19 straight points. And then they gave up 47 in the fourth quarter on Saturday night. This is a continuing problem with this basketball team, is their fourth quarter being able to hold on and being better and not letting the other team back in it. They still won. They came up with plays. They came up with free throws. That Fred VanVleet, when they were here, came up with a couple of huge threes, and they came up with some big plays. Saturday night, they came up with the free throws that won it for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they got to do something. Come playoff time, mm-hmm. Man, they really need to buckle down in the fourth quarter and just play better basketball.
I had the same issue at the Cleveland game before, you know, by falling apart. And yep. This is something that is worth watching. But more importantly, they're winning these games. They're finding ways to win. Look, they had such a substantial lead. They weren't going to lose that game the other night to Cleveland. But they really should have lost the game before, and they pulled it out thanks to some missed free throws and, you know, by Cleveland. But
by Garland.
Garland, yeah. I mean, directly by Garland. Garland came back with 39 in this one. Hey, it's worth noting, 11 of 20 from three for the backcourt combination of VanVleet and Jalen Green. They lit it up from three. They were a big reason why you extended that lead. You shot 45% from three in the game last night, which was, you know, which is huge. And those two guys who have been the culprits of some tough outings, you know, Jalen's becoming, that stroke from Jalen is much more fluid. He's got better arc on it. I think Jalen, and this is something that can be corrected, like shooting form, if you change your shooting form, it's just like golf swing. If you change your shooting form and then you get your muscle memory locked in, you can become a better, the same way you can, John, you know this, the same way you can change a swing stroke and change how you strike the golf ball, a professional golfer, and they do this frequently. Tiger's most famous for slaughtering everybody and then completely remaking his swing with Butch Harmon because he knew it needed to be done. I think Jalen has, you know, I think they've tuned up Jalen's free throw, a 3-point stroke, and I think he's starting to lock it in, muscle memory. And this could be Jalen's, we could see him on a run of becoming a much better, this may be the entry point for him becoming a much better 3-point shooter in his career. Go look at a guy like Jason Kidd. Started off not shooting well and ended up becoming a 40% 3-point shooter. Like that's something that can be corrected with the right, you know, technical changes and enough work that you do get new muscle memory. So I'm happy with that. Is there a chance, Del? It looked like you wanted to say something about.
Oh, I was going to talk about how similar these games were beyond the fact that the Rockets had big leads in the game here. It was Darius Garland who missed two in the game on Saturday. Dylan Brooks fouls Donovan Mitchell up three. Donovan Mitchell misses the first of a 3-point shot. It was three free throws. He misses the first. So instead of tying the game, they're only up. They're down by one. Then the Rockets go down and Amin makes a couple. So it was not as drastic, but they're on the verge of being tied. It just so happens that the backcourt of Cleveland, which has been good this year, missed free throws again. I don't know what to make of the Rockets sometimes because of how good they can look. And then the fourth quarter rolls around and it's like, did you guys forget about basketball, how to play it?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? What happened to how dominant you were, how much more athletic you look than the teams you're playing, and how you can get up and force them into turnovers and that turn that into offense, knock down shots? I don't know what you want to call it, lack of execution, not knowing who's the guy at the moment, but those fourth quarters get scary. And I know what you said, I agree, because of where they are in their process, that winning games matters most. But I'm always a person who favors process over results. So as you said, was it this segment or the previous segment talk about it, that Ime can't be thrilled.
Nah.
With how they get
after
to these
that game because
Well, they gave up. Listen, look at the shooting. Mobley was just 3 of 8. Allen, 4 of 5. Garland, 14 for 22. Mitchell, 11 for 27. Struess, 6 for 8. Niang, 7 for 9. They shot 52%. That ain't Ime basketball. They were filling it up. But listen,
the
Rockets are going to have to win games like that too, though, in the postseason, where the defense might not be. If you got to outscore somebody, you got to outscore them. That's all there is to it.
Well,
and they did that.
It's not about outscoring them. It's about, like, it shouldn't have even been close. If you hold them to a 37-point quarter, which is still more than you want, you're fine. I mean, they gave up almost 50 in the fourth quarter. That's not about outscoring. The Rockets had a high number up on the board. Yeah, you got to – like, these are two separate conversations. You just beat Cleveland back-to-back. One game you probably didn't deserve. One game they – well, I say you probably didn't deserve. You were outplaying them. You just screwed the pooch in the fourth quarter, and then you needed a little help to come back. Fred made two big threes to get you that opportunity, and then, you know, they missed free throws on a really terrible, terrible foul by Tari Eason. But then the second game, you whipped Cleveland's ass, other than a really ransacked fourth quarter where it was just ragamuffin defense. But that same thing happened in the previous game where they were getting easy layups, easy dump-offs with interior passes. They were getting second opportunities. Like, this is the second time in a row, and yet 2-0. Against the top team in the East. Like,
well,
results matter. Process is going to matter more to Udoka, I think.
In both of those games, and especially the one here, they had to come back late. In this one, they were always ahead or tied, but they made the plays that they had to in the final minutes to hold them off. I mean, well, even more so. Did you see the crowd was leaving with over a minute to go because the Rockets had opened it up to 8?
Right.
I mean, that, and they, you know, when Cleveland had come back to tie it, the Rockets just opened it back up again. It was amazing that they did that on the road, a place that's the hardest place in the NBA to play.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hardest arena to play in this year, and they did. That's what they did. So that's fun. That was a nice win. They've had a couple of crappy losses. But man,
yeah,
they are second
in the West, man. This is we're getting deep into the How far are we into the season now? We're past the halfway mark.
Well past, about 5 games past.
Like
now.
Holy crap, this is real. And the reason's because they all at a young age are all getting better at the same time. They have a coach who's got them to play defense now. They defend most of the time, not the fourth quarter, you know, notwithstanding. And more importantly, just athletically, you cannot. There's a reason that height, weight, length, and speed. That was beat into me that this is what you look for in a football player, and this is what you. And I remember Rudy Dennis Lindsay telling me that basketball players with long arms who can knock passes away in the passing lane, who can keep offensive rebounds alive, you know, either by grabbing it or tipping it. Just guys who are fast with long arms are so critical because they make disruptive plays, and disruptive plays, if you get enough of them, lead to wins. And I think that's what they have. I mean, not just with Amin Thompson. Amin is maybe one of the ultimate disruptors in basketball right now. I'm not sacrilege to already say that about a guy who's, you know, been in the league 2 years, but he may be. But you now have Tari Eason as a disruptor. Jalen can be a disruptor. You for sure have Amin Thompson. Like, you've got a lot of disruptive players that change game flow against the opponents, and now they can also transition that disruption into points the other way. Like, these are little things that add up to a lot because they're such great athletes. Do you remember, John, when Harden and Russ and Ibaka, what's his name? The big for Oklahoma City when it was Harden and Russ and Durant
Ibaka
and I can't remember who the other big was.
It was Kendrick.
Yeah, Kendrick. But they had a couple guys off the bench. I think they had
Steven Adams was there at some point.
Yeah, but they had somebody really athletic off the bench too, kind of played 2-3. But one of the things that I realized when they played that crafty San Antonio team when they beat them was, dude, they're too long and fast. Like, they can't deal with these athletes. San Antonio can't deal with these athletes. This is what you're going to run into. There's going to be some teams that just can't deal with the athletes Houston has.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is the start of a stretch right here. So Saturday night they played. They're playing tonight.
Ice up,
they're
son.
Playing tonight, tomorrow, Thursday, Saturday. All Saturday's back here, but it might as well be a road game
all
because
dubs.
You're only here for one day.
All dubs.
They've got basically 9 straight road games right now against good basketball teams.
Well, tonight's the Celtics, so don't we consider this right now the – I mean, Oklahoma City and the Celtics feel like the two biggest tests in basketball for the Rockets. This is the measuring stick where how far away are you?
Right, exactly. All right, breaking it here, 713-780-3776. You got a chance to get in here before we go because we got News of the Weird coming after that. I've got – you know what's weird is you not drinking Coors Light. That's really weird. It's stupid, actually. I think it's stupid not drinking Coors Lights. If you're looking for the best way to enjoy cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, you want to be refreshed while you're drinking? Yeah. Do you want or motor oil? Which one do you want? Okay. Mm-hmm. What? That's going to be real refreshing, that IPA. IPA. How stupid is that when you got Coors Light? I mean, it's ridiculous, actually, to me. To me, it's like, give me America. Give me Colorado, pure, beautiful water coming down from the mountains, being beautiful, as opposed to, I know where some beer is brewed in St. Louis. Yeah, that's beautiful water there. It's trash. Here's the deal. If you're looking for great, great, great water in your beer, you want to be refreshed, there's one place to go. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's the best. It's about the water, and it's about Colorado. Please, drink responsibly, but climb on, brother. All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Told you you'd get in right away. You better hurry because we got News of the Weird coming your way. Some weird, weird stuff. But Christian is here. None too pleased with Lance McCullers, apparently. What do you say, Christian?
Mm-mm. Hey, good morning, fellas. R.I.P. Fred Fowler. I want to throw some shade at, of course, throw some shade at Lance McCullers. He's messing up the NCC club. My last name is McCorkadale. Other than Christian McCaffrey, he's screwing it all up. I don't mean to curse, but I'm going to go with what the real Lance Zierlein said years ago, is that we got to throw his butt in the bullpen. And he can either retire or what, because I remember Granato saying years ago, we're paying him so much, but now we're at the end of the contract dang near, correct? So we got to do something with him.
You got 2 years left on this deal.
Okay, so what do you think we should do?
What can you do? It's
you
guaranteed
just hold
deal.
Three pitches.
If you can't, yeah, you wait. Okay, what do you do when he's ready, though, is the question. You throw him in the bullpen or you give him a chance to start?
They're going to give him a chance to start. They're going to give him a
chance. I think they will too, but I'm not sure.
They paid him $85 million.
Yeah, but that's just dead money now. It's too bad. Too bad, so sad.
No, it's not. You can't. No. You put him in the rotation and you hope that he pitches, and if he doesn't, then you're just screwed.
Well, when does he come back? For those who missed it, Dana Brown says Lance McCullers or Luis Garcia will not be ready opening day. This is now 3 straight opening days. Lance McCullers will not be ready. It's frustrating on a personal level. I know Lance a little bit. Don't really talk to him much anymore. I really didn't other than a few times. But he seems like a good dude. He seems like a guy who really wants, he's a good teammate. Guys like him there. He's around
coffee.
The team. He makes a damn good cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And now cocktails also. Right. There's a lot of Maven cocktails around the city of Houston now, which is his coffee brand, and espresso martinis and whatnot. So that's good. Loves dogs. I love dogs.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things. Really good hair. He's got really good hair.
Great hair.
To wear
great
different
hair.
Types of hairstyles.
Yeah.
Sharp 12-6 curveball that, you know, maybe has slaughtered his arm. Well, it's not 12-6 because he's more three-quarters. So it's the problem is, you know, for Lance McCullers, like for as frustrated we are, and it's not our money, but there's still a frustration that, man, this guy's getting guaranteed money, and he ain't pitched for, like, he didn't pitch. He's only pitched a half a year. In the last 4 years, he's pitched half a year, not less than half a year. I don't know. I don't know why that bothers me because it's not my money. But you don't think that it bothers Lance McCullers more than it bothers us? I don't think he is the sleeping bag where he wants to just sit there and make money.
Yeah, but $17 million a year, we'll help him with that.
No, I know. I mean, there's no question.
You know what? I feel bad, too. But if you give me $17 million a year, I'll be okay.
Wait, but you put a cape on for casinos, and nobody makes money on a more consistent basis than casinos.
Right.
And you feel bad when, man, I wish there were more craps so the craps people would lose more.
No,
I hate
that
these guys
just
hit their point.
I don't feel that way. I feel like you got to worry
when
the books are getting their ass handed.
Why do we have to worry? That's our job, is to beat the books.
Yeah. Well, you just got to worry because all of that marble and gold and everything.
You ain't getting money. They're not paying you. They're not going to sleep with you, John, as much as you want the sports book to do well. The sports books are not going to sleep with you.
They're not going to sleep with you, bro.
They're not going to sleep with you, bro. That's the Twitter. Have you ever seen that, John? If you try to have someone's back,
yeah,
like LeBron is this, or Pat Mahomes is this, and this, he's not going to F you, bro. Like, or especially if you do it for like Mina Kimes, or, you know, some female.
Yeah, someone.
Like,
yeah.
Caitlin Clark is this, or what's her name? Not Caitlin Clark, but her archenemy. Angel Reese.
Angel Reese, yeah.
Angel Reese is, she's not going to F you, bro. Stop. John Chill's not going to F you, John. Stop.
I don't want that. I know, yeah, John Chill. I don't want that. Trust me.
You don't want. We're going to be there soon, too. We're going to be there soon. You better make sure
next week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're going to be there next Monday and Tuesday. Yep.
I got to tell my wife. She doesn't know. As soon as I get back from the Senior Bowl, I forgot to tell her.
When is the Senior Bowl?
I'm leaving here after this segment. I got to get on
early.
A plane. Yeah, I got to get on a plane and head out to. I'll be doing the show from Mobile Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. When I come back Thursday night.
Turn your camera on.
Maybe.
No, turn your camera
on. I'm going to need you to turn your camera on.
Why? Yeah, why? For what?
Because if there's some. Breaking. Well, mostly because people
watching.
You guys
pull a video and try to put me out of context.
No,
make me look
that,
bad.
We don't do that anymore. That was an old regime. We don't do that anymore. It's just in case something happens that they want video for. They want to capture it and have you not a disembodied voice on the video.
Listen, and it's going to be in your hotel room. We know there ain't going to be nobody in there with you.
Well lit too.
It's not well lit.
You'll find a spot. There are
I'm
lamps.
Not going to find a spot. I'm not going to put a lamp on. I'm going to do the least amount possible to help you with video.
Why? It's not me.
Because there's not enough people watching on video for us to care.
Don't get one of those ring fill lights.
They're $684 right now.
There's enough people that if they clip it, that's enough. That's the point. Not necessarily specifically for the live stuff, but for the video.
To try to trip us up and get us fired.
It's a full segment of just conversation. Not anymore. We don't do that. Sam's not doing that to you.
Yeah, she'll do it.
She's not.
No. Just bring your camera and
bring the laptop and open it up. It's fine.
Open it up. That's all.
You guys are so.
Put a hat on. Pull it as low as you want. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You guys are so worried about.
We know you haven't washed your hair in months.
Months. I've got dreads.
You trying to get dreads? What are you talking about?
My daughter had dreads. She had a dread.
Purposeful?
Growing. No.
No.
I took a special trip to the, like, she just didn't, she washed it all the time, but you got to comb it, Monty.
Yeah. Well, she's always homeschooled. Wouldn't she have to comb her hair?
Homeschool kid who swims all the time, gets that chlorine, like, she
never has to comb her hair.
She takes swimming 5 days a week. You gotta comb that. You got to put detangler. Like, hey, Rasta, I said, Wagwan, fam. What you doing there, blood? I'm learning a lot of new things, by the way, from Top Boy.
Did you ask Monty if she's got that food?
Yeah. Bruv, you got my peas, bruv.
My peas.
Can we say
you got
that
pee for the peas
can we
for
say
the
that
food,
Monty
bruv?
Had nappy hair or no?
No, I'm not sure.
It was more tangled than nappy.
Yeah, her hair is a texture that's tangled is the word we use.
Tangled.
Wagwan.
Tangled up in blues. Oh, by the way, did you guys see, have you seen the Bob Dylan movie?
No, not yet. I did see the Conclave. I was watching that when Dell came in. I was having my lunch watching the Conclave. It was pretty good.
I saw Conclave, and I saw, we saw this weekend, we saw.
How is the Bob Dylan movie?
The Bob Dylan movie, it was good. Hey, Timothy, he's a good actor, bro.
He is. Did you see him at all
on Saturday Night Live?
No.
Really good.
Oh, what?
Saturday Night Live is actually good again.
That's off the
air. I'm not laughing at SNL. I'm laughing at what Lance said off the air. He used a term for Chalamet, which is appropriate, but not for the air.
Derogatory. Okay. It was derogatory in nature.
Yeah.
He's all right. Like, and my wife thinks he's cute. My wife's Timothy Chalamet is a cutie patootie. Like, what are you talking about? This guy's his biggest waif I've ever seen.
I think objectively, most women think he's attractive. She's not out of line.
He goes out with Kylie Jenner.
He ain't getting that.
What do you
mean? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you don't want to follow behind a Jenner.
Explain. What do you mean? What do you mean he ain't getting that? Go ahead, explain.
He's an industry plant.
No. At this point, no. No.
Well, the Jenners are.
Well, that's we actually know where they come from.
Which Jenner?
Kylie.
Not the
Kylie
which
Jenner.
Which one does he pull? Kylie?
Oh. The one used to be with Travis Scott? Kylie Jenner.
What are you doing, bro?
What do you mean?
You don't want to do that.
It hasn't hurt him. The career continues up on the trajectory.
She's like, are you finished? Are you done yet? I just want
to
get on with my day.
Listen to him.
I just want to get on with my day. Hurry up,
Hurry
Timothy.
Up.
Hurry up. This,
maybe she wants a
nice. This is doing nothing for me.
Maybe she wants a nice waif. Or that word you called him.
He is. He reminds me of one of those elves from y'all's movie with the, you know, Gandalf and all that stuff. Remember those little waify little elves?
He's 5'10".
They're called hobbits.
He's thin.
No. The ones with the... You know what he reminds me of?
He's Steven talking about
Tyler's. He reminds me of Steven Tyler's
talking about
daughter.
Legolas.
He's got a body type of Steven Tyler's
and,
daughter.
Yeah,
in that movie.
All right. Liv Tyler's
he's got a Liv Tyler body. Yes.
He's got more of a Steven Tyler body. He's thin, too.
Yeah, I guess more Steven Tyler. That's true.
I
just don't like Timothy Chalamet.
You don't like him because he's successful
and
women like
him.
The word is you're hating.
I'm a hater. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you are a hater. I mean,
does he really sing, John? Is that him singing his own?
It is. He sang. It's him singing. And he did it on Saturday Night Live, too. He covered a Bob Dylan song.
Really? He sang. Yeah. He was the musical guest? Or was he just at the beginning where he sang a couple?
No. He did it in the show.
He did a whole song?
A whole song, yeah.
Oh, wow. I'll have to not watch it.
You ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Yeah. I don't know. Why are you hating?
Well, we know why he's hating. He's young. He's successful.
Yeah, I just want him to.
And women like him.
I'm just praying on his downfall. That's all. No big deal.
The triple threat of things why guys hate a guy.
Yeah.
Women like him. He's young and he's successful.
And he's successful. I mean, like, this is not any kind of new thing.
Yeah. This is just garden variety hate.
I'm the Silky Johnson of this show right now.
So, yeah.
Sean McVay. You already know there was a time where I was hating on Sean McVay.
Yeah, I like to spit in his mouth while he sleeps.
Well, if Timothy Chalamet didn't have Kylie Jenner, she'd be open for you possibly.
No,
so
gross.
I could see that.
Gross. That's rude.
Gross. Yeah. I'm a Nicole Zerline stan.
Mm. Okay. No, you're a Dua Lipa stan. You may be married to Nicole Zerline.
Dua Lipa's gross too.
Well, Jesus, Jessica Alba guy.
That's true. We found that out.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, all of a sudden, look at that.
Yeah.
Album Muse is
it's
your
more
Twitter
age
account.
Appropriate. It's just Jessica Alba's more age appropriate.
Ah, okay. Mm.
If Nicole gets out of line.
But you know who's
better check her, Lance.
Gulf Coast Chevy appropriate? Craig DeSurf.
Yeah, Craig DeSurf never gets out of line. And if anyone ever were to get out of line at his car dealership, they're gone. First of all, the way that he does business, when he was here, David Taylor years ago, and then when you had all these different dealerships, when they sold and they were no longer a family operation, because he was there because it was family owned and operated. And at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, it's family owned and operated. That's what he's about. He doesn't like these big conglomerates where they push you around. He said, look, it's got to be about customer service, number one. Not surprising since they've won the customer service index award year after year after year. It's got to be about prices. It's got to be about service. I don't want to hassle or hustle anyone. We want them to come in and buy a second, third, and fourth car. Everyone in the family to buy from us. All the people they work with and friends and family members, neighbors. And that's how they do business. And it's not a surprise that they have so much success because the way they do business is the way that you want it to go. It's a big ticket purchase, and you want to enjoy the experience. You want to enjoy the new car experience. You don't want to come out of there in a bad mood in a new car, and you're never going to have that. Whether it's a Chevy Silverado, the GMC Sierra pickup truck, the Buick Enclave, I don't care what it is. You're going to love the car buying experience, and they're going to make it a good one for you. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. It's my man Craig DeSerf out in Angleton. Head on out there today, save big, and enjoy the car buying experience.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Well, now you forgot Gulf Coast Windows, but that's okay. We will do News of the Weird here. And we will talk right now about the Taliban has conditionally agreed to allow Afghan girls to study in Pakistan. Where they can't study in Afghanistan, but they can go to Pakistan and study. Do you feel like girls should study at all, Dell, or like the Taliban doesn't feel?
I feel like women should be able to do whatever they so choose, John.
You do?
I am not in a position, or will I ever want to be in a position where I'm telling women what to do.
That's weird. That
no,
is weird.
It seems very normal to. To not take part in mandating what another person does.
A man who had been banned from entering any Walmart, arrested on theft charges at Walmart.
Well, if he's
banned. I've never understood. Somebody brought this up. The guy who's been banned from the Eagles games, you know that guy that pulled the ball out of Mookie Betts' hand? He's banned now from any games. He can't go. How are you supposed to enforce that? Right? I mean, is this guy's picture at every Walmart that he can't go in? No! How are you going to enforce that?
It's fake. That rule is fake. No one has the time or energy to do what needs to be done to keep people out of games.
Fed up with alcoholic husbands, two women leave home and marry each other in the UP. Upper Pradesh.
That didn't seem like a punishment for the men. Huh? This doesn't feel like a punishment for the men. Oh, you're going to leave me and I don't have to be married anymore?
Listen, now I can drink in peace?
Yeah, I don't have to listen to you complain. Right. You knew who I was. I didn't become an alcoholic yesterday. You got into this knowing who I was.
Yeah, you know who I am. Apparently an elementary school student went permanently blind after eating too many chicken nuggets. Do you feel like chicken nuggets make you go blind or something else makes you go blind?
Well, I'm not going to speculate on this because they're elementary school kids. Feels like a place I don't want to go. Asking the question you're asking, I'm going to go the nuggets made them blind. Do we have a particular brand who did it? Like, obviously we think of chicken nuggets, we think of McDonald's, but we don't know. They could be like store-bought Tyson. Do we know what made them blind?
No. Well, no one knows. I'm not going to say what the brand is. Because then they'll sue me for saying stuff.
You're not saying it made them blind. They're being accused of that. Is that in the article? Did they tell us what type of nuggets? Because I'd like to know.
Yeah, I've already closed it, so
I
don't know.
Well, that's always the rub with these things. I asked you because I knew you didn't do enough research.
No, I didn't do any research. U.S. Rep Lauren Boebert, Bert, did you hear what she did? Apparently, she called out a man in the ladies' room in the Capitol building.
Well, that's her first mistake.
Right. Apparently, she thought she saw Democratic U.S. Representative Sarah McBride, the first transgender member of Congress, inside the women's bathroom. And it wasn't her. And it was somebody else that she was calling a man.
Maybe just go to the bathroom. Have a confrontation in the bathroom. You're asking for trouble. You know what? When I go to the bathroom, I'm not looking to call anyone. I just want to get in, get out. It's stinky. Let me get out of this bathroom and go about my day. I'm going to the bathroom probably in an hour, and I'm not looking for a confrontation.
Yeah, if you're going to call out somebody for being in the wrong bathroom, you probably should have someone who is actually transgender and not a woman who just looks like a man.
I was at House Blues, and there was a woman, clearly a woman, in the elevator, and she was sitting on the stool, and she was running the elevator up and down. You needed a certain ticket to get up to the top level, and she appeared to be pregnant. You know what I did do? Go over there and go, hey, how far along are you? Because I remember the story you told, and every stupid comedy I've ever seen, it ends in disaster. No comment. I said, thank you, ma'am, for helping me get to the seats, not you talking about your potential belly. Child.
You and your big stomach. Thank you. That's what you should have said.
No.
That big gut of yours.
No, that's not what you say to anyone. That big gut of yours.
Apparently, the UK Royal Navy mistook farting whales for Russian drones. They almost had an event because they thought that farting whales were Russian drones. Do you feel like farting whales are a lot like Russian drones?
You know, I watch a lot of shows like this where we're near a nuclear catastrophe, and I always think it's unrealistic. Apparently, the people actually in charge are dumber than the people on television and movies. We were near a near catastrophic event because you couldn't discern the difference between farts from a whale and something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a lot of fear for this world.
Yeah, there's a reason that this stuff, and you don't believe it in movies? Well, it actually happens.
I got a lot of fear. But at least in the movies, it's like, oh, we're not sure this Russian sub is really out to get us, and it turns out some rogue Russian who doesn't want to go to war. This one is just a farting whale, and we're going to go to war over that? Nope.
Right.
I don't have a lot of hope. A lot of hope.
We started a nuclear war because of a farting whale?
It'd be the way the planet gets back at us.
Yeah. Hey, we're done. Mopey and Mapes up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking about Aqueduct Plumbing right now. I'm talking about Billy Brown. I'm talking about making that brown go down, okay? After the cold, I'm sure there are pipes in this city that burst, okay? If you had a pipe that burst, I don't know what your outdoor pipes, I don't know what's going on there. You might not know what's going on there. If you're having water problems ever since the freeze, there's a chance that you got problems, okay? And if you got problems, 281-488-6238. Let Aqueduct Plumbing, I'm sure those guys are really, really, really busy right now. I'm sure it's going to be awfully difficult. But listen, especially if you've got water that's spouting up in your home, you got to get that shut down right now. Right now. And you need Aqueduct Plumbing. Maybe once you shut the water off, maybe give them a little bit of time and they will get there or whatever. But I'm telling you here and now, Aqueduct Plumbing Company are the guys to call. They'll come with a free consultation. They'll come with knowledge. They're going to come with a way that they can fix. They're going to come, and they're going to get the job done. The plumbing industry does not have a great reputation. I trust Billy, and I trust his guys. I've seen it, not with just mine, but they inspected my sister-in-law. Her water bill was crazy. And she said, they came over, they looked, they said, no, you got to call the water company because none of your pipes are leaking. And they didn't charge her. That's the way they do business at Aqueduct Plumbing. This is the way that they go about things. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com, 281-488-6238, or AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.